Grace, mercy, and peace be unto every one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 3. I read for you again these words. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Each year, on the first Sunday after the Epiphany, we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. As Jesus was about to start his public ministry, he was baptized by John in the Jordan. The Spirit descended on him like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, attesting to Jesus as God's beloved Son, with whom he was well pleased. And yet, there's more to our text today than just those bare facts. For the first part of the gospel reading is about John the Baptist denying that he is the Christ and preaching that the Christ was at hand. The one coming is mightier than he is, and that he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. We'll come back to that last part, but for now, we focus on Jesus' baptism itself. Luke says that all the people were being baptized. That would be all the people who were coming out to John the Baptist in the wilderness to hear his preaching and to be baptized by him. John proclaimed a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And as we recently heard, many did repent and were baptized. And so it seems a little bit odd that Jesus would be baptized because he had nothing to repent of. He had no sin. And yet, he was baptized. Why? Well, quite frankly, Jesus in his baptism is taking his place with us poor sinners. He is the sinless Son of God come in the flesh. He comes to bear our sins and suffer the judgment we deserve. And this he will most certainly do on the cross. But even here at his baptism, Jesus begins the journey that will take him to that cross. He is baptized with us and for us. And then, having been baptized, while he was praying, the heavens are opened. The Spirit descends and the voice comes from heaven. All are important parts of this event. In Jesus' baptism, there's an intersection between heaven and earth. Jesus' baptism shows that heaven is now opened to us. And when the heavens are opened, the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus in bodily form like a dove. This remarkable manifestation of the Holy Spirit has a lot to say about who Jesus is and what he came to do. The descent of this dove speaks much about the person and work of Christ. Now, this may also sound a little bit odd. After all, is not Jesus, the very Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, already in perfect communion with the Holy Spirit from eternity? Well, certainly. But remember, This is the Son of God now come in the flesh. Jesus is both true God and true man. And so we can say that according to his human nature, Jesus is anointed with the Holy Spirit at his baptism, which is pretty much what the Apostle Peter writes in the book of Acts. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. In his baptism, Jesus is anointed with the Holy Spirit to empower him for his ministry, for his office as the Christ. In fact, the word Christ means the anointed one, the Messiah. The Holy Spirit shows that God's blessing, favor, and power are resting on this man, Jesus. He's now entering his office as the Christ and beginning his public ministry. And that's what the Spirit's descent at his baptism is doing and saying. And yet, there's more. Think back all the way to the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. There we read that the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So also here at the baptism in the Jordan, the Spirit of God is coming down over the waters. This connects creation with the new creation. This one being baptized is going to bring in a new creation, restoring all that has been damaged and lost by our fall into sin. Likewise, at the end of the flood in Noah's time, a dove comes down, letting him know that now there's a brand new start for the earth after the destruction that sin brought. So again, at Christ's baptism, dove, spirit, water, a new creation. Jesus, the Christ, baptized in the water of the Jordan, anointed with the Holy Spirit, the dove descending upon him. This Jesus is here to do the ultimate new creation job. And then there's the voice from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." This is, of course, the voice of God the Father, attesting to his love for his Son and his choice of his Son to carry out the mission on which he sent him. Again, Christ has always been God's Son from eternity. But now, as he sets out on this way to the cross, the Father assures Jesus of his love. God was well pleased to send his Son into the world to take on this mission that will win salvation for the world. Recall that even at Jesus' birth, the angel choir sang of God's goodwill, his good pleasure in sending Christ to bring peace on earth. "You are my beloved Son," the Father tells Jesus. How mysterious, how profound then, when later the Father will forsake his beloved Son as he is hanging on the cross. It's like, but in an infinitely greater way, like when God told Abraham, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and offer him up as a sacrifice." And just as Abraham was about to sacrifice his beloved son, the Lord called him back at the last moment and provided a substitute. This was a picture of how God would not spare his own son, his only son, Jesus, whom he loves. For God so loved the world, loved us, that he gave his one and only Son for us, that we might not perish, but instead be saved through faith in him. Friends, how much God must love us that the one he forsakes on the cross is this same Jesus, to whom he says here at his baptism, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Yes, this is God's own Son who sets out on his journey beginning from his baptism. He is Christ, the baptized. Yet, he's also Christ, the baptizer. Remember what John had said, "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Christ our Lord baptizes us. And what a difference that makes. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now, I think we can understand the Holy Spirit part pretty well, as we'll see in a moment. But what about this with fire? Well, there are a couple things to consider here, both of which are in accord with the teachings of the Scripture. One is that fire refers to the end time judgment. Remember, John was speaking to the whole crowd that was coming out, which included both the repentant and the hypocrites. And he said that Christ would clear his threshing floor and burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. So fire in this context could refer to the coming judgment. Another possibility is that it refers to what Christ will do on the day of Pentecost, when our ascended Lord pours out the Holy Spirit upon his church, and tongues of fire rest on his disciples, and the Spirit empowers their witness as they speak the wonderful works of God. That would fit too. In both cases, Christ the baptizer who baptizes us, and for us who are baptized by Christ, believe in him and receive the Holy Spirit from him. That is a most wonderful, marvelous thing. Thus, Christ the baptized is also Christ the baptizer. He baptizes us. In our baptism, we are joined to Jesus. All the benefits Christ won for us, by his ministry, by his suffering and dying for us on the cross, by his vicarious resurrection, his victorious resurrection. All those wonderful gifts are given to us and applied to us in holy baptism. We receive Christ's righteousness and the forgiveness of sins. We are buried with Christ and raised to newness of life. We are given the Holy Spirit, who creates faith in our hearts and empowers us for a life of Christian service and witness. The Heavenly Father's voice comes from heaven and says to each one of us, "You are my beloved child. Because of my Son, Jesus Christ, I am well pleased with you." In the waters of holy baptism, the heavens are opened and the Spirit descends upon you and makes of you a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You are a new creation. You are a new person in Christ. You walk in newness of life. And that is life everlasting. You are united with Christ in his death, and you are united with him in his resurrection. God has claimed your body as well as your soul, and you will be raised bodily to eternal life when Christ comes again and wonderfully restores all creation. Yes, the baptism of our Lord is significant for our life and salvation. It tells us about our Savior, Jesus Christ, about His person and His work. It speaks such wonderful things for us who are baptized into Christ. For in the baptism of our Lord, we see Christ baptized for us. To Him be all the glory now and forever. Amen.